Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. We are the Racers Roundtable. Racers, race fans, race officials all get together and talk about local racing. Want to welcome everybody to the show, new and regulars. Appreciate you guys tuning in and being with us, especially when there's other sports on, like basketball, and got the finals there going on, of course. Spurs and Heat fans. Tonight's host, the one, the only, not so smiley, JJ Nunn, but we won't go there. How you doing tonight, JJ?
Oh, just friggin' fantastic.
Hey, fabulous Las Vegas. That's
just
where we live.
Just,
so.
I am so, so happy.
Well, I'm glad you're saying you're happy. And, of course, the man always on a mission, Mr. Gary White.
How you guys doing tonight?
How you doing?
Yeah.
Got a smile on your face. Must be a King's weekend.
Yes, it was.
I gotta hear this crap all over again.
Hey, Jay. How's that New York Ranger team going for you there, pal?
Hey, let me tell you, I bet you were really there for a little while.
No, I wasn't.
No, I bet you were. They were going to double overtime?
Or yes, what, and still won.
Exactly. Just squeezed out of that.
Hey, W is a W no matter how they get it.
And when are they playing again? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow
in
night.
New York.
In New York.
And remind you, they shut them out last night in New York.
I don't think it was a shutout.
3-0. That was a shutout.
Oh, was it 3-0?
Yes, it was.
How many games have they played?
Three. And guess how many the Kings are ahead?
Uh-oh.
Hey, Jay, where are you going?
Have a seat. Oh, boy. Of course, hockey
yes.
is what you're talking about, Kings.
Yes.
And
Saturday night, they did have me a little worried while I was racing my car. I couldn't watch the, you know, I had to keep asking Siri on my phone for updates. But
I didn't know they played last night, so.
Yes, they played last night. It was a 3-0 shutout in New York.
In New York.
And it's the first time that Jonathan Quick, as an adult, ever played in the Madison Square Gardens.
Wow.
And he shut him out.
It ain't over till it's over.
That's right. Absolutely. Everybody knows that.
Guess what?
It ain't over till
the
it's
checkered
over.
Flag is flying, pal.
The white flag's out.
It's one of the New York teams getting beat.
Oh, man.
Don't care if it's Buffalo, New York, whatever. They're getting beat. Jay, that phone's not going to tell you nothing tonight.
So what do you guys think about this heat?
Hey, you know what? On another sadder note,
uh-oh.
The two police officers from Metro on Sunday.
Well, and the innocent bystander
yes.
in Walmart, of course. Our condolences obviously go out to those involved. So
yes.
Father's Day weekend coming up. On a lighter note, we're all fathers here, so what do you guys got planned? Anything coming up this weekend?
I'm going to Vegas.
Vegas?
To watch the Chris Trickle doubleheader.
So that's this Saturday, of course. They do a doubleheader every year.
I believe it's 35 apiece.
35, yes. Cool.
I'm going out to, couple different body shops to price frame machines. How much it's going to cost. That's what's burning in my pocket right now. And how long it's going to take.
I didn't go to the Crump race this past weekend. I won't ask too many questions, but you guys did race this past weekend, and along with all the other divisions out there at Crump Valley Speedway.
Yeah, the call-in number is 702-685-8116. Anybody who's listening or was out there, watched the races, give us a call. We'd love to hear your opinions. Once again, 702-685-8116. Please, give us a call. Let us know. Share your feelings with us. Love to hear what the fans have got to say.
And I tried to get Pahrump Valley Speedway's flagman on the radio tonight.
Right.
But he refused to come on the show. He said he had to work.
Okay.
So if he had to work, he had to work. But I told him, how about next week? And he said he didn't know he would try.
Now, the reason for that, of course, their next race coming up is the Jonathan Birch
Memorial
Race, which is
correct.
The mini-mod race, not this weekend, but the following weekend on the 21st.
21st, yes.
7 p.m. night race. How many years have they been doing that? A couple years?
Three.
Now?
This will be the third?
Yes.
Okay. You know, and, of course, they try to rally cars from up north to come down and race in the mini-mod race. And I guess last year they had a pretty decent turnout, mm-hmm. huh? Not too bad.
Yes, there was one of them came from Colorado.
Yeah, came all the way down. Yeah, they come down from Reno Farnley. They sport
mm-hmm. Colorado and so on.
Jonathan.
Cool.
But did we had spoken to Mark Dobb. We'll lock this up. Mark would like to put together a meet and greet. Right now, tentative in between 12 and 4.
Okay.
On that Saturday of the Jonathan Birch Memorial Race. We have a property over there that is going to be loaned to us.
Nice.
In between the tire works and right next to McDonald's and the veterinary hospital.
Okay.
Okay. Did Mark contact you the past couple days?
No, he has not. No, he has not yet. But
we're looking for support with this. We'll finalize the information on this next Tuesday.
Okay.
We'll have it situated by next Tuesday.
By Perfect. Next Tuesday, but tentatively right now, Saturday of the race, the Jonathan Memorial Race, we will have a meet and greet on 160 across from, what is that, the saddle, across from the Nugget, directly across in between Tire Works and the veterinary clinic.
And that's going to be a meet and greet before
yeah.
the race actually
yeah.
starts.
Anybody's invited.
Right. Okay, well, that's good. They haven't had a meet and greet too often, I wouldn't think. I haven't heard of too many meet and greets before the race.
This is the drivers doing it.
Yeah, the drivers bring their cars.
Up for Pahrump Valley Speedway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mark at Golden Nugget after the race this weekend came up to us and said, what do you guys think about a meet and greet and what time? And we told them the place that we would be able to hold it. We know the owners of that property.
Cool.
They're in between Tire Works and the vet clinic. And tentatively, we're looking at in between 12 and 4. But we'll lock that all up, discuss it with Mark. He asked us to put it out there on the radio show.
Any and all Pahrump Valley Speedway drivers are invited to this.
Of all divisions.
All divisions.
Everybody.
Any Pahrump Valley Speedway.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anybody that, yep.
Come on out.
All right. Sounds like a good time. I can't wait to.
Yeah, something a little extra. You know,
yeah, it's a good idea
to get the racetrack.
Different drivers together in different divisions.
Let the people know out there down in Pahrump. We are running that night,
right?
And they can come by and check out the cars and just promote the track and the race. You know,
right?
Jonathan Birch's memorial race.
Cool deal. Hey, I guess we got someone on the line here. We'll see if we can get him on without cutting him off here. Who do you have here?
Hey, Dylan.
Hi, Dylan. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Nice hearing from you. How's it going out there at Pahrump?
It was good. I
went
one Saturday.
Cool deal.
I was leading the race. I led a little bit. I was like 5 laps on the asphalt.
You going to be doing Any racing this weekend out at Las Vegas Motor Speedway?
Yes, sir. I'll be at the Christopher Father's Day thing.
Cool. You want to tell everybody what number car you're going to be driving and what division?
I'll be in the Bandoleros in the number 14 car. My teammate is Philip Root in the blue and white 14.
Cool. How are you doing out there in the points?
I'm good. I'm earning points right now.
Cool. And you are. You actually have your little brother racing out there too in the similar car.
Yeah,
huh?
Actually, he's 14 points.
Nice.
We don't get a race together this year because there's enough outlaws to separate the field, like for bandits and outlaws.
Sure.
So I don't get a race with him as well. I race with him at the road course though.
Have you raced with him in the past at all when they had him race together?
Yeah, last year I did a couple times.
That's cool.
I did. Last year we didn't have very many outlaws, so they put us together.
Cool. Did you stick your bumper to him at all?
Huh?
You stick your bumper to him at all?
A couple times. Of course I did.
You got to give him a little push, yeah.
Hey, Dylan, you had mentioned something to me, track Saturday. This is like your seventh weekend in a row consecutive?
My ninth.
Ninth. And this weekend at the Bullring will be 10th?
Mm-hmm. And then the weekend after that will be 11. And then we take one break, and then we race the, what's it called, Night of Fire at the Bullring, and then 2 days later I come back to the strip track and race.
Cool. How are you liking that, running back and forth like that? It's a lot of racing.
It gives me stuff to do on my weekend.
like you don't have enough to do already, huh?
I don't do anything. If there's an off weekend, I don't do anything. I mean, I watch NASCAR. That's the bad thing about racing back-to-back weekends. You don't really watch NASCAR.
Hey, Dylan, real quick, before we cut you off, I wasn't out there at Pearl Valley Speedway this weekend. Did you watch the show? What? Tell me your thoughts on what happened this weekend.
I was going to see what happened in the Bonner race, but I watched the video that John Broughton put on, and I saw somebody push the issue, and then it, like, caused a big old havoc mess. And I was like, oh, my God. And then they were pushing Ollie off, and I was like, no.
Oh.
And then JJ, something happened to JJ, and I was like, oh, my God. And I was really upset. And then in my race, I was leading. I had a big lead. And then my axle broke.
Hey, that sucks. So what did you end up finishing?
I got fourth.
Fourth
I've been
fourth?
Out to the Front Valley Speedway four times, and every time I finished fourth. I thought I was going to win.
Hey, that's not bad. Hey, real quick, you want to thank some of your new sponsors? I know you had a couple new ones join you.
Yeah.
Them real
I
quick.
I want to say thanks to Sanders Blasting, Ron's Automotive, Andrea's Cafe, and then there's this gun place down the street from my house. Stockpile, the RV Superstore, Howard at Vegas Machine, and all my other sponsors, Horizon Market. Yeah.
You know, cool. Yeah, it helps to
have. I waved the rack with the little turtle guy on it. He's a little turtle.
Oh.
He has, like, dynamite on his back.
Cool deal. You know,
still looking for more, so if you want to sponsor me. You know,
definitely get it. You got an email they can email you at if they need to get hold of you?
Smotherman24@yahoo.com.
All right, cool. Hey, nice hearing
and
from you.
And also, go like my racing page on Facebook. It's Smotherman Racing.
Smotherman Racing. It's facebook.com/Smotherman Racing.
Yes, sir.
Cool deal. Thanks, Dylan. I appreciate you calling in. Visit one of their sponsors would be great. You know, it helps keep everybody racing out there in every division. You know, you want to visit the sponsors. So,
hey, you never know, Dylan. We might be out there in the pits with you real soon. So, best of luck out there.
Thank you.
Cool. Appreciate it, Dylan. It's been a while since we heard from you. Nice hearing.
Yeah, nice talking to you guys.
Thanks for calling in, Dylan.
No problem.
So, do we? Need to give her a free ticket to Pearl Valley Speedway.
I think they got that covered.
Yeah,
they're not in the stands; they're all in the pits.
In the pit. You know, that's a lot of racing. You know, back and forth like that. But it's a lot of fun.
She's going on her 10th week in a row now. You know, keep on going. Bandolero mini stock.
Right.
It's a lot. You know, I know Dad's got two cars. you know, and RJ's.
Oh,
you
know, I know.
RJ is just running out at the bull ring right now.
I guess the only good thing about the little bandos or bandoleros is the size. You know, they're a lot easier to transport than a full-size car. But some of them guys use big trailers and a full-size trailer. So.
And they don't have to wash them.
Hey, if that's the least you were...
Either do I. I don't have to wash mine either.
That's what a pit crew is for. Oh, man. It's kind of a weird vibe here tonight. That was for you, JJ.
Hey, Wyatt, screw you and your kings.
We have a weird vibe here. You know, of course, they don't have
a
list of sponsors, and that's something that we all know, obviously, helps keep us all racing as sponsors. We know racing incidences and other incidences happen quite a bit, but I know JC Motorsports has their list of sponsors that they like to get in there and help.
Yeah, definitely. No doubt about it. Nevada Pick Apart, Steve at Nevada Pick Apart, Anthony at Camp Out, Mike at Reliable Manor. You need printing, business cards, postcards, labeling, banners, they do it all there at Reliable Banner. Pickup Radiator, filling Jim over there. It's summer. Everybody knows that. So they just don't take care of radiators, keeping your car cool. They also can give you an AC check real quick and make sure... your AC's up to par. Don't want to be driving these Vegas streets without AC now. We're going to be rolling 100 for a while. And D&N Equipment, Dale and Nick, want to thank everything that they do for us. And pinkmail.org.
Cool deal. And everybody knows.
And possibly soon to be ABC Frame Straightening. So they're on the hook right now.
Drink a lot of water out there, even when you don't think you need it. It's that time of year, of course. Everybody knows that. That has lived here. If you're not familiar with it, you might not think you're thirsty, but your body does. You need to keep hydrated. So keep drinking that water out there. One of the things I think, I don't know if we're gonna go to break first. I'd like to talk about is car counts at different tracks. Of course, we'll talk about maybe the ones that are local tracks, Pahrump Valley Speedway and LVMS, if that's something you guys like to talk about. But you want to go ahead and do a quick break? We'll do an early break, and then we'll come back from break, and we'll talk some more about local racing.
Cool.
See ya.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, TheBomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Pahrump Valley Speedway. Where? I said Pahrump Valley Speedway, your local dirt track. Take the kids or just get out of town for a night of exciting dirt track action. This quarter-mile diamond in the desert is just over the hump in Pahrump, the place to be on Saturday night with mini stocks, IMCA mods, cam coupes, and more. There's something for everybody at PahrumpValleySpeedway.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. So, Nevada Pick Apart, your used or old vehicle, and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
I'm Mike Brock from pinkmail.org, and you're listening to onwheelsnow.com.
And welcome back, everybody, to onwheelsnow.com. I'm glad you could join us, and weird vibe going on in here tonight. but, hey, sometimes it happens. You know, we're not always all on the same page, so I think we're all trying to just shuffle ourselves so we can give you a great show. Hey, we're going to put it out there for some callers to call in.
Yeah,
and,
call in, 702-685-8116. A lot of action out there at Pahrump Valley Speedway. A lot of people have some opinions. Let's see if you want to put it out there on air. I mean, we're just said behind a computer and stuff. And here, 702-685-8116. We're here. If you're listening, let's hear your opinion.
Don't be afraid to call.
That's
782-685-8116.
And you know what? I need to apologize to the JC Motorsports, the BomberNation.com, OnWheelsNow.com fans. This past weekend, JJ and I couldn't make it over into the stands and see all of our fans over there. We sign things, give them to the kids, and all of that.
As you have for years. Many years in a row.
And the issue was we were the first set of, we were the first group out in the racing, so we couldn't go over there and do what we had to do with our fans and then make it back and line up in time. It's nobody's fault. It's just the way the night unfolded. So
we don't have control for the lineup.
Right. So I apologize to our fans. Hopefully next race on the 21st, depends on where we're stuck in the lineup, then we'll get back over there.
Cool deal.
Sounds good. If any of our fans are listening, I apologize.
Yes. You know, and that's one thing. You can be anonymous when you call in. We won't, announce your name if you want to call in. You have an opinion. If you don't want to go that route, the other best route to go, if you have an opinion you want to voice, it's the easiest other way you can do it, is go to thebombernation.com website. It's not just for bomber cars. It's for all divisions, all different tracks. If you want to voice your opinion, you can go there, go to thebombernation.com website, click on the message board link up top, and it will take you right into all different forums there that you can post something. Very interesting stuff. Somebody may be talking about you right now, so you want to go check it out. If not, maybe you want to start a thread of some opinions on there that you'd like to start. Go there and you know.
I'd love to hear it on air. 702-685-8116.
And on the Bomber Nation.
Yeah.
On thebombernation.com, there's also a spot in there that you can put for sale stuff.
Yes, there you go.
So if you got something you want to sell, you can put it on in there.
New, used, or not running anymore. Either one. Hey, before the break, I mentioned something about car counts and things like that. Something that you know, it's something that a lot of people don't like to talk about, and it's something that's been going on for years now. And some tracks and some series and things like that, car counts have come up. Some hasn't, you know, and I like to talk about like Pahrump Valley Speedway, where we're used to, and Las Vegas Motor Speedway, the Bullring, you know, tracks that we visit frequently and know a little bit more about ourselves, because that's where we race. If you race somewhere else, that's fine. We can talk about your track too, but you know, they got a big race coming up here, special event, the Chris Trickle Father's Day Twin 35s, I believe
right.
It is
right.
Super late model race.
Yeah,
always the premier division out there at LVMS. They got super stock division out there, the second tier basically of the premier league,
yeah.
You know, out there at LVMS, and then you have your other divisions such
as
the bombers,
NASCAR bombers,
not NASCAR bomber
sanctioned.
Divisions,
yeah.
Exactly. But what you see out there are the super late models. You know, a division you usually see 14, 16, 18 cars. You know, if not
yeah.
more in the past.
Right.
But, you know, they're kind of down to where they've got 7-8 cars, you know, on any given night.
Yeah.
Sometimes
the
more.
The big hit is the super stocks.
And exactly.
They're
next
down
thing.
To 5.
You know, it's
you
not
know,
something anybody likes to talk about. But,
no,
you know,
it hurts. Economic times since 05, people are getting back on their feet. There's a few more people that can. It's just cars are sitting on the side because it's not a priority.
They're sitting
on the side of houses.
Well, yeah, but that brings up a point of, let's say, a division, a touring series such as, let's say, the Lucas Oil Modifieds or something like that where you got guys traveling the local tracks that are spending a ton of money, and that has 40 car count, you know, races sometimes,
right.
You know, where they have to split them into A and B main. So how come some of them guys might not be spending it and staying at their local tracks? You got any ideas? Or
is that you're talking about the Lucas Oil Modified?
Correct. SRL, you know, the Spears, you know, model series too.
Does it have anything to do with the rules? The rules is what it is. If you don't go by them, then you don't run in that series, period.
Or you don't run in your local track because of the rules.
Yes.
So you decide to move into a series where they try and make the rules. It's
a
an
level
even
playing
field. You know, right on down the line.
So
I mean, tech is fair. This is it. Cut and dry. These are the rules. This is what we put out at the beginning of the year, and this is what we abide by.
So how come, let's say, a division like the Bombers division out at LVMS, there's a big gap between 20-plus cars and 4 or 5 cars?
Yeah, at the beginning of the season, they opened up with 26. This past week, they rolled out with 14 or 15.
So that's down about 10-plus cars.
That's about 10, down 10 cars. I've followed LVMS's car count quite a bit.
Sure.
And for years, they've never dropped below 70. And they had all their divisions out, okay? There was no division spared that they have local. They had no cars come in, no special event. And they had 64 cars.
Wow.
That's, you know, this is the lowest that they have ever been.
Right.
Okay, which is, you know, very, very unusual, you know, for them.
So you're saying that you might think maybe if somebody wants to run a super stock division that it's kind of unfair coming in there because that the teching or maybe something's not on the level playing field?
I don't know.
That's what I was going to ask. Is the car sitting on the side of the house, as JJ said, you know, is it the track manager?
Right.
Is it the tech official? Is it the flag man? Or is it I just can't afford
is it
the race?
Is it the rule package itself? Well, it's progressed.
Just
too,
let me interject.
Much.
We're talking general.
We're not picking on
PBS. We're not picking on Havasu.
Exactly.
This is in general.
In general. I mean,
let's get that clear straight off.
You get the same thing at tracks all around. One thing I noticed, like Madeira, what they're starting to do is they used to have a specific Grand American Modified or a specific super stock rule. Now they relabeled it and they changed the rules to open modifieds and open hobby stocks and open super stocks. They're trying to do like the Lucas Oil Modifieds originally did back in the day is keep it open or like an open comp type
right.
of division where they attract more cars from all over into their track. And I think it's working up there. So I don't know if you're going to start seeing that trickle down in other tracks.
There's been issues, you know, of tires, purchasing tires, one set of tires. Do we purchase them from the track? Can we get them on ourselves? There's been issues of gas. Can we purchase our own gas or do we
right.
purchase it at the track? I mean, issues like that. Well, I can buy the gas for $7.
Right.
Why am I going to pay
$9.50?
Right.
That
has
it's issues like that. It's cost.
Sure.
You know, cost effective. And then there's issues on tires. You know, why can't we run these? You read it. I mean, I've read it on the Bomber Nation. You know, I've read it in other sites. You know, it's all these factors that what Gary had mentioned, you know, it could be what time.
Time, obviously.
What time we're going to run the races. You know,
Is there enough time in between races to fix a car? Can I run a few full schedule? Is it the track manager? Is it tech? There are so many variables that people can just walk away from and say, hey, you know what? We just can't do this anymore.
Right.
This is something that, I mean, you bring up the rules.
Right.
You know, here it is. It's cut and dry, pretty simple. And then either the rules are over-enforced or they're not enforced at all.
Or
the rules are enforced on some but not enforced on others.
You know, or it's not just a matter of enforcement, but the rule package difference between, let's say, a bomber stock division and a super stock division, is there too much of a gap in between there for the jump? Can you take a bomber stock and race it as a super stock, or can you get out of your bomber stock, sell it, recoup enough money to invest into a super stock race car to go super stock racing, and vice versa with super stock into super late models?
Yes.
You know, there's a progression, but how big is the jump for that progression? That is my opinion, is that could be part of the issue also.
You know, you have, I mean, again, once again, an example, you know, Pahrump has mini stocks,
right?
And then they have modified minis,
right?
In which I don't know the specific rules, but the mini stocks are four cylinder. Modified minis are just that.
Four cylinder.
You can run, okay, modify your car. You can still pull that motor and keep that cage and keep that car.
Exactly.
And turn it into, it feeds
right.
The modified minis.
Exactly.
Okay. Something that the bombers could feed into is into hobby stocks.
Sure.
Okay. The bombers can feed into that. Bigger motor, bigger tires, okay, and go into the IMSA hobby stocks. Now, the hobby stocks can then go feed the super stocks.
Right.
Okay. It all depends on what track you're at, and do you have feeder divisions from one to another. You know, your Bandoleros to your Legends to your Thunder Roadsters, 600 Racing has that. Out at LVMS, you know, as you grow with age, you move up
right
into a Legend from Bando. I mean, isn't there three different divisions of Bandos?
Know,
I mean,
yes,
for ages,
there's
three
age
divisions.
Right.
So, I mean, you can start at 8 years old and work your way all the way up 13 and still stay.
See, and
that's where I need to go.
Well, and that brings up a valid point of kind of what I was bringing up was, you know, you have a progression there, very little changes to progress, and those divisions, you know, really have great car counts and they continue to grow. You can jump in from a Bandolero into either a Thunder, you know, Thunder Stock,
a Legend,
or a
Thunder Stock,
or a Legend car at, you know, and the age progression is right there along with it, and that affordability is there too in those divisions, which now you get over into a full size stock car. To go stock car racing, actual stock car racing, there should be that same progression along with it. You know, you should be able to recoup enough in a bomber to go and purchase something and be competitive in a super stock, but I don't think it's there. I don't think you can do that. That's why you see that car count. I mean, you got to think back. Rewind the clock when it was the hobby stocks years back. That was the biggest division. There was A mains, B mains, and they had street
called hobbies, claimers, you know, different names, but I mean, just like bombers, they had hobbies,
right.
American stocks, pure stocks down in Havasu,
right.
You know, but they're pretty much the same. You know, can you take a bomber and convert it to a super stock
and be competitive? I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so.
You know,
that's when you're getting into Camaros.
Right.
But if you
can't do that, you should be able to, let's say, sell your car and have enough money to invest just a little bit more and convert it into a super stock.
Yeah, but now,
you know, not the car, but
now
your
we go
money.
Back to the economy. You can only sell
your
car for what you're going to, you know, for what somebody's going to give it.
Well, that's true.
You
that
know?
Is true. And but the, you know, let's say the cost to run a bomber stock versus the cost to run, and I'm not talking about the cost to rebuild the motors and stuff like that, but the track cost, fuel cost to run
what
a bomber stock versus
that I came
a super
up
stock
at the beginning of the year. What was the number that was going to cost us to run two bombers? What was that I came up without motors, without parts,
remember.
You know, no major.
I don't
let me think. I got
but,
that
you know,
down
but
somewhere.
That cost is should be similar.
Call the fire department. JJ's thinking.
But, you know, that cost should be similar except for the cost of the, like, let's say the car itself. You know, and again, like you said, JJ, we're not picking on anybody. Tim Richter's doing a great job out there, I think, at LVMS, the best that we've probably seen in a long time
out
there.
Oh, yeah, there's suspensions being handed out. There's fines.
Exactly.
They're checking the cars even across the way. You got multiple winners going on. There's weight being added to the cars.
Right.
This wasn't done before. It was, one and two random, heads turned the other way. I think Tim, is making a level playing field out there.
Definitely.
You don't need you don't need a $10,000 bomber to go run in the top 10.
Exactly. And my point exactly.
I mean, and I'm not, I'm not being prejudiced here.
No.
There's a big change.
Absolutely.
There's a very, very big change where you can take a 20th place car and do the work on it week in and week out and get yourself into the top 10.
Right.
Okay, he's teching cars out there, and he's sticking to it.
He's
going by his rules.
And maybe right now there's that little bit of a pinch that people are feeling. That's why the car count kind of fell back. But as long as he's consistent, because I think that's what everybody wants is consistency. If you're going to have, let's say, one tech that's a pain in the butt, at least let him be a pain in the butt all the time. You know what to expect.
Yes.
But when it flip-flops and changes all the time, nobody knows what to expect. So maybe there are some car counts dropping, let's say, maybe in the bomber because of, I don't know, fines or whatever's happening. I don't know if it's happening in that division or other divisions. But maybe that has to happen, and then some consistency has to happen so people can see rules aren't changing, rules are being enforced, and now a 20th place car can compete with a 10th place car. Right.
You don't need, like I said, $7,000 to $10,000 to go run up front.
Right, and not everybody's going to be a winner, And you always have your top five guys that have polished the art of racing, that know their stuff, that go to the best, that know the best. You're always going to have that, but you should still be able to go out there and have fun and be competitive. Just like when you guys go out to race at any track, you expect to be somewhat competitive,
you can go and be able to race. You can go to any track and it's not perfect.
Right. Doesn't
matter. Okay. You can go to any track out there and it's not going to be perfect. But if you can work with them, and they listen to you as opposed to put up a brick wall, and if they tell you something and they stand behind it and you see it in action, when something is done and over with, it's done and over with.
Right.
Okay. And we move forward.
Exactly.
All right. And that's something Gary and I, Jason, we want to move forward. There's teams that I see. There's names showing back up at LVMS.
Exactly.
For what Tim is doing.
There's
names I haven't seen in a long time showing back up there.
Absolutely. And one thing I hope that your ban is lifted from LVMS, so you're allowed back there also, JJ. I'd love to see you back out there, whether to race or just watch.
Let me make this clear. Okay, I have never been banned. I've heard rumors.
Have you really?
I've never been banned.
No way, I didn't.
I've never been suspended.
That is funny.
I've never been fined.
I can't say that.
Okay, all right.
Now, is this by the track or by the racers?
Now, that's a different story.
Okay.
But no, let's put that out there. Put that to rest. I've never been banned, never been suspended, never been fined.
I can't say that.
I've never been warned.
Right.
I've never been dragged into the tech barn and say, hey, JJ, what are you doing? They've always tried to track me down to pay my $10 for our run.
The transponder, right?
I try to go home every week and show up the next week with the same transponder and not pay for it.
Hey, JJ, how's them Kings doing?
Gary took the high road and took it in and said, keep your enemies close. Your friends close and your enemies closer.
Yes.
We had you join the team.
No,
so.
I've
been getting a bad rap by Gary for years.
Exactly.
Okay.
How much more can you take? Now, on top of it, you got to have hockey thrown in your face.
All right.
No, I can't. I can say I have never been banned. I have been suspended. And I have been fined.
Now,
but you know what? The fine from LVMS goes to a good cause, and you know, I don't know if we want to get too far off the board, but Tim Richter is handing down fines. Mm-hmm. I have heard of a suspension, but he's handed down fines, and that goes to the Speedway's children's
charities.
Yes.
Well, on
so,
top of it, that's good, right?
So,
I mean, it's not good to have fines, but yes.
Right, it's going to a good cause. It's not going in Tim Richter's pocket, so
right.
It can he don't care if you're doing wrong and
well,
he hands down a fine.
And that's what the rule package is for, to keep the playing field as level as possible. No, there's always going to be gray areas, and it's good to see that some enforcement is happening, because if it doesn't happen, guys are going to show up knowing they can walk
yeah,
all over everybody.
But as JJ said earlier, you just said, yeah, there's going to be gray areas, but don't allow me to push the gray area, but stop JJ.
Well, exactly.
Instantly.
Consistency, and it's got to be fair,
you know,
for everybody.
Right. The field
equal.
Has to be a 100-yard
right.
football field. It, you know, it can't be,
you know what,
100 for me and 75 for JJ, because then it's not level.
And if these fines are handed out, man up, pay the fine, do whatever you need to do, and move forward. You know what I mean? You can't dwell on those fines,
yeah.
And if you happen to be one of those ones, you know, you got a place to race. These a lot of people out there are working their butts off to make it a fun thing to do, a hobby that we want to see continue for all of us when we're 86 years old, just like Mr. Wilson out at Pearl Valley Speedway. You know,
yeah.
We love to have a place to race, and you know, and the when you go out to race, you don't want to go out where everybody's mad. You want to go out there where it used to be barbecues in the pits, and you know, guys getting together,
oh,
and you know,
all the
pictures of JJ underneath a car. You know, sometimes not even his own. You know, and yourself, and you know, you help each other out.
We're collecting stories for the grandkids. That's what we're doing.
Definitely,
man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what we're doing. We got to go. You know, I mean, a lot of racers.
When these
out
grandkids
there
are racing
will
now.
Travel thousands of miles. Where they're happy racing.
Definitely.
You know, that's
exactly.
Why you have the touring series. You know, a lot of the guys, you know, why you got 40 cars showing up in the Lucas Oil Modifieds. I mean, 24 last year, we saw 24 of them
right.
go home. They didn't have a B-Main. This year, they had a B-Main, which is great. I'm glad to
right.
see that, you know. But guys are unhappy with their home track, so they're looking for
they
consistency.
Go travel.
They go traveling. I mean, Gary and I had... We had a great time, you know, putting on mileage when we started traveling.
Right. And you know,
you know?
And that's something about Tim Richter. He understands that. I think he's learned a lot from guys like Greg Scheidecker and Bill Rizzone, of course, from Havasu 95 Speedway. You
right.
talk to anybody, even yourselves, when you go down to Havasu 95 Speedway and deal with, you know, Bill Rizzone and Greg Scheidecker when they're down there, everybody says the same thing. I can't believe how I was treated down there.
Yeah,
you know, I had guys come up to me. I mean, I didn't expect this, and this was years, you know, years ago when I first went out there. I've had Greg and Bill both drive up on their golf cart, never seen me before, welcome me. Hey, thank you for
yeah.
coming out.
Yeah,
you need anything? We're over here. This
yeah.
is my name. You know, we'll
yep.
make sure
that's
you,
not
you
just
have,
you. That's
right.
us when
and,
we were demoing
I,
down there.
Exactly.
I believe it was 08. We went down there and we demoed, and we were all done, you know, and we were in the pits having a beer. Well, we saw the manager coming up, which was
right.
Bill Rizzone, and of course everybody's hiding the beer.
Right.
He's like, hey guys, you want some T-shirts and some beer? Come
right.
on over here.
Did
you know?
Did
right.
you enjoy yourself
exactly.
tonight?
Right.
I mean, this is a promoter. Did you enjoy yourself?
Right.
Did you have everything you need?
And something, I never got was he says, hey, see that door right over there? Yeah. That's where you get your money. If you got money coming, that's where you go get it,
right
there.
They pay it out before you. You know, they actually stopped me at the gate, and I was, you know, I was expecting to get a check mailed
Michael,
or whatever it was.
You show up anywhere, I can see anybody stopping you at a gate.
They said, wait, they showed me a picture. Have you seen this guy? It was a picture of you, JJ. But they stopped me at the gate and said, hey, you need to get your money. They, you know,
yeah.
don't leave here without getting your money. You know, and then I didn't expect any money to begin with,
yeah.
let alone having them stop me to come get it. So,
yeah.
no,
and,
you know,
and again, that
makes
and
a
we're
huge
talking
difference.
About Bill Rizzone down in Havasu 95
Speedway,
you know?
Couple hours, you know, 2.5, 3 hours away. I love to travel down there because I know I'm going to get that welcome at that track every time.
There's somebody standing at the gate waving at you, making sure you know, right. Hey, how you doing? How you been? You know, like he's known you for years.
Right. And, you know, there are going to be altercations that happen. It just happens everywhere. Everybody can't be on the same page, but it never lingers on and continues, and they never hold it over your head either. So
That's another factor we didn't – this is something that we didn't delve into. We talked about the track.
Sure.
And that's the fans.
Exactly.
Okay,
absolutely.
If there's no fans, there's drivers that will go away.
Right.
You know, I'll be downright honest to you, okay? The fans at the Bullring and the fans at Pahrump, I've always – even when I ran the Bullring for 7 years, okay, you cater to the fans, the kids. I love going, you know, and Gary apologized, and I just want to add on to that. I love going up there and entertaining the kids. This is what I grew up with at Freeport Speedway. The drivers made their way sometime during the night up there, and I felt bad. I said, Gary, you know, we're not going to get up there tonight, you know, and we chose to go. But I like driving in front of the fans.
Exactly.
You know, fan support is what makes the track. It's just not back gate money.
And how
okay,
many,
you
how
need
many
that
years,
front gate paying.
How many years have you guys been doing that out there at Pahrump Valley Speedway, going up, shaking people's hands, and then, of course, starting to give them, you know.
I've been
now,
out there, you
three
know,
years
I, well, given 3 years, given stuff out, and I've been going there 03, you know, with Dave Hall, and we had kiddie rides, so we didn't get out. You know, we met the kids in our cars, okay, when we had kiddie rides out there. And Joe Rogers, I'd try and get up into the stands, you know, and meet and greet. And, you know, the kids, wow, race car driver.
Right.
It doesn't matter whether they remember my name.
Right.
It doesn't matter whether they keep my stuff or remember my number. It's sending the kid home. You know, the parents say, grandparents are able to say, hey, you met a race car driver tonight.
Well,
you know,
exactly.
You
guys have been giving stuff away out there for a couple years now, and that behind the scenes, it doesn't look like it, but it builds the fan relationship between the track and the fans. It builds on that, and then kids remember it. And what are they telling their parents? I want to go to the racetrack. It's Saturday. It's, you know, whatever
you
it
know,
is. Look at the stands. The stands have been more packed there in the last few – this year that I have seen at Pahrump Valley Speedway in a long time.
As for me and Jay, and we've had conversation after conversation after conversation, but for us, the little kid, the 8-year-old – tells his buddy at school, gets the authorization to come to the track the next time, well, then pretty soon, that kid's parents is coming to the track. So now, just a family of three, now you got six.
Right.
It might take 3 or 4 races to get the other parents out, but you know what? We got 24 races this year.
And let me tell you, there's a lot of fans in the stands, and like JJ said, you get fans in the stands, you're going to get racers. Racers, you know, you can tell your sponsors, we got a stand full of fans out there that want to see your name on the side of my race car, you know, and it goes the same whether it's a dirt track at Pahrump Valley Speedway or an asphalt track at the LVMS.
LVMS has on-track autograph sessions.
Havasu 95 Speedway, every race.
Introductions.
It seems like it goes on too long sometimes, but they have you bring on all your – they line up all the cars and they open it up to anybody in the stands. And let me tell you – the stands at Havasu 95 Speedway are some of the most packed that, consistently that I've ever
standing
seen.
Standing room
only. Always.
Standing room only.
The front gate generates revenue.
Absolutely.
The front gate creates repairs, okay? Additions to the track, painting. I mean, the more fans you have, that's the front gate. That's got to be consistent. If you don't have the fans, you know, there's some drivers, like we started out this discussion, there's nobody out there and I'm racing on a crappy track and the fans aren't paying for improvements on the track and the promoter's not trying different things. You know, the fans drive this. No fans, that's just another reason why drivers are going away.
And let's take it another step further. More fans, you sell more food,
concessions,
more beer, concessions. There you go.
Yeah. It's a big, so, you know, vicious circle both ways. You know, you got to have fans.
Oh, I can't complain about the hamburgers and hot dogs down there at Pahrump, man. I'm doing real good with those. That's
for
sure.
They barbecue.
And even in the pit. Yeah, barbecue, even in the pit concessions.
You know,
I'm doing pretty damn good with those.
You know, and that's where I try to encourage people as much as I can. If you go, if you're a race fan and you go to LVMS, spend a few minutes on the off weekends. They race every other weekend out at Pahrump Valley Speedway. Go visit the track at Pahrump Valley Speedway. See what dirt racing's about. You know, it's you know, not the same type of facility you're going to see at Pahrump Valley Speedway as you see at LVMS, because that is a premier, you know, track out here at LVMS. You know, the Bullring is a premier West Coast track. It's one of the, you know, probably the best known. It's a real nice facility.
Yeah, but that's corporate owned.
Exactly.
You've got Pahrump Valley Speedway.
Exactly.
Where
it's family owned.
Yeah, it's your backyard.
Yeah.
Basically, your backyard racetrack.
It's your mom and pop racetrack.
Exactly.
Mom and pop racetrack.
And encourage drivers, racers, both to go between the two. You know, if you're a Pahrump Valley Speedway fan, go check out asphalt racing. See what that's about. It's different. You know, a lot of people don't like it. Some people do, and vice versa. If you're an LVMS fan or a racer, go to Pahrump Valley Speedway. Check it out. I mean, it goes both ways. You know, you got to, like you said, JJ, you got grandkids and things. You know, you're building stories, and you've got stories, you know, from when you were a kid. We all have some type of racing story, you know, of some kind.
Got a lot of them.
You know,
a lot of great stories, man.
You know, I'll have to bring in, I've got a stack of these old Dwarf cars from the 90s that I ran across somewhere, and I'll have to bring them in, but a lot of old drivers from Pahrump Valley Speedway,
yeah,
from the
really?
Southern Nevada
yeah.
Dwarf Association.
Yeah.
So a lot of names. Dave Hall's one of them that's on there. So
really?
Yeah.
No
Tom Bush.
That is
Kurt,
old.
Kurt Bush, yeah.
That is
so
old.
I'll bring him in.
I didn't think you were that old.
I don't know. I happened to run across them. They were in Goodwill, you know. The Goodwill stores, and I found them in a box. And I was like, I gotta buy these. I can't let these just go to waste. I happened to see them, and I grabbed them out of the container and bought them. And
don't want to change pace here, but
he goes from the forum shops at the Caesar's Palace to the Goodwill. The economy is getting bad.
It's bad.
I'm only kidding.
Before we run out of time, I got to give congratulations to Vern Hill. There was a trophy dash, and
it goes a little bit more. Okay.
Vern Hill, okay, won the trophy dash.
Congratulations,
down,
Vern. Wow.
Down in Pahrump Valley Speedway.
Cool.
Congratulations to him. Who else was in the trophy dash was Russ Wilson.
No way.
Okay, in the
cool.
29 car. Okay. And I had went up to Russ. I
wow.
says, you know, I says, you need,
oh, yeah. Yeah,
I
yeah,
said,
yeah.
you need to get ready. It's almost the modifieds are off the track. You know, you guys are going out. He goes, you know, JJ, he says, the last time I was in a trophy dash, okay.
Listen to this.
The last time I was in a trophy dash, I was in a 1932 five-window Ford Coupe Jalopy. And that was at Santa Maria in 1954.
Wow.
I was like, what? I was like, really? He says, yeah, I didn't win. He says, but I was rolling a 32 five-window coupe, he says, in a jalopy. I was like, really, 1954?
Wow.
I says, that's 5 years before I was born. I was like, God bless you. And he got out there on the track with Vern and put on a good show with Vern.
Nice.
You know, that was tremendous.
That is amazing.
That was a highlight,
yeah.
You know, of the weekend.
Wow.
Watching those two guys go at it, you know, in this 64 Thunderbird.
If you could tell stories from 60 years ago while you're still racing, you're doing something right.
Eventually we'll get Russ up here and
for sure.
get him on the show. We'd probably have to do 2-3 with the stories that he's got. But I'm helping him back out, yeah, strap up and get. I says, really? I said, Russ. He goes, yeah, 1954. What was that motor? 16?
No, a flat 21 Bolt flathead.
Wow.
21 stud.
Stud flathead.
Stud flathead. Yes. And he remembers all this, and I'm like, I can't remember what I did last week.
Right.
And he remembers the last trophy dash he was in.
That's
and it was
amazing.
It was great to see them guys out there, you know. Got to give Vern. Vern was happy, held up that trophy.
You know,
he
that's
got a trophy
something to be proud
of.
That's good. He worked hard to get that trophy, definitely,
yep.
For
so
sure.
It was a good show. That, you know, I got to say is a highlight, you
cool.
know, of the weekend.
Hey, you know, go ahead.
And on another note, Chad Broadhead tried this thing that one of the drivers put together, and it was three vehicles, a modified, a dwarf, and a coupe.
Oh, what's his name? Challenged everybody in
and,
a dwarf.
And
on
they,
the track?
Yes.
I'd hate to be the dwarf.
No,
the,
no. All three, and it was called the Open Wheel Challenge because all the wheels
open
are
wheel.
Open. So, yes, going into turn one, the dwarf was in the middle of the other
yeah,
two
I
cars.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be that guy.
Well,
Brett.
Brett, yeah. It was a challenge that they just threw together. It was $50
sure.
to win. You know, they just put it together.
It's a good exhibition.
And,
right.
Yes,
yeah.
And Mike...
Brett Gamble.
Mike Dobb.
Mark Dobb.
In
the coupe.
And then Jason Pike.
Pike in the modified.
It was over. It was only five laps. Four or five laps, but it was...
That's cool. That's wild.
You know,
exhibition type
thing. And here you go. You got to keep the fans entertained.
Right.
You got to keep them.
Jason took off, okay? And Brett and that dwarf took second.
Wow.
Mark Dobb in the coupe finished third. I mean, Brett put a spanking on that coupe. But
wow.
It was a great show. And yes, Jason took off on Brett. But still, it was, you know, you throw those three divisions out there,
right.
And Chad gave it a shot.
Cool.
So, got to give him credit for that.
Yeah, you know, like you said, you got to do stuff to keep the fans happy and keep the fans interested and let them tell friends about coming out to the track next time. Of course, Andy Daddario, friends of our show here, he runs the Speedway at Willow Springs, and he does the same thing with the special events, skid plate racing, and he throws on these different flagpole racing and things like that to keep fans in. He's doing a great job. Second year, you know, promoting a track, and that's a little asphalt track out at the Willow Springs Speedway out at Roseman, California. They're racing this weekend, so if you're out in that area, go visit it. Pump Valley Speedway, not this weekend. They're racing the 21st with the John Birch Memorial Race
yes.
on the 21st, 7 p.m. You're going to want to get out to Pump Valley Speedway in a couple weeks. And, of course, this weekend, great doubleheader, Chris Trickle Father's Day special. Always a good turnout for that.
At LVMS. At
LVMS.
And I think Kaylee Barker will get one of those this
I
week.
Think she's going to get one. You want to come out, you
yes.
want to find out more about Kaylee Barker, go to KayleeBarker.com, but you want to come root her on, come out to the track this weekend, Saturday night at the Bullring. All the NASCAR divisions are going to be racing out there, except for the modifieds, I think. So
yeah. Super late,
super
stocks,
bombers.
Bombers, Bandoleros, those three divisions, and Legends.
And yep, and probably Thunder Roadsters, whatever
right.
they're calling them nowadays. So you're gonna want to get out there this weekend. Going to be a great show. You won't see JJ out there, but he'll be there in heart. I guess that's about it. Should be a great next couple weeks of racing going on next Tuesday. Make sure you tune in, 6 p.m. I'll bring those cards in, and of course.
And we'll have some more
information
on that autograph deal we're working on.
Meet and greet.
Yeah, meet and greet. There you go.
Jonathan Mitchell, meet and greet, tentative 12 to 4 on that Saturday night of the race in between Tire Works and the veterinary clinic on 160.
Right by the McDonald's.
Sounds good. So be sure you're here with us next Tuesday at 6 p.m. at onwheelsnow.com. Of course, you can always go to thebombernation.com website and click on the message boards. See you next week.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.